Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So your questions are really, really good. Keep them coming. One question I thought we'd talk about on air, they didn't want to call on air. They want to be anonymous. So don't worry, I won't say your name. But they asked, how do they find a doctor that's not going to be judgy? They don't really trust a lot of doctors now. There was some drama that happened, as you've seen over the last few weeks. Doctors, you know, publicly posting that they're going to stop seeing unvaccinated patients, like that one guy in Alabama, or that anti-vaxxers are stupid, and, you know, all sorts of stuff. And so, you know, one thing that we knew in the medical profession that we were going to face is a lack of trust of the objectivity that we doctors have. And we spoke about that on our show. But what this person wanted to know after the latest case of a Nevada doctor, you know, doing a post, you know, upset about people not vaccinating, is how do they find a doctor that won't be quote unquote judgy? So the one thing that we have taken decades and decades and decades to build, which has been very, very difficult, is that we're neutral. We're objective, we're stone-faced when it comes to you being naked or you having something that stinks. I mean, we don't have specific training, but when somebody farts, when I was a kid, it would always make me laugh. Still, the fart sound makes me laugh. Do you know how hard it was to, in medical school, overcome that? Because patients fart all the time, you know, and I was able to kind of roll with it. I don't laugh because I'm making fun of them. I just think the fart sound is funny. I think it's funny. I love fart sounds, right? Yeah. When the kids make them, I just think fart sounds are funny. But as a doctor, when that stuff happens, you're not really supposed to giggle. So in our medical school training, we really had to kind of learn. We had to learn not to scratch. When you're in surgery and you have an itch and you're sterile, I had to mentally learn how to not be itchy. It was probably the best gift I got out of medical school, to be honest, because I didn't want to have the scrub nurse try to scratch my nose or whatever. No, it's up in there. It's up in there. I didn't want to make her do that. So, you know, you really kind of learned how to overcome those things. So when you get out of medical school, somebody could drop a bomb like, you know what, I hate my wife. I want to kill her. And rather than you freaking out, saying, get the hell out of here, I'm going to call the police, you've had to learn how to say, all right, talk to me about why you want to kill your wife. You know, we are going to want to get you some help, and then you move forward to making sure you intervene and not let that happen. But you have to have that poker face. You want to be empathetic. You want to show empathy. You want to show understanding. But, you know, you need to be able to, you know, keep them engaged. Keep them there in your office. So if a doctor laughs, if a doctor judges, if a doctor calls you stupid, doesn't like your choices because you smoke, because you don't always use a condom, because you didn't choose to vaccinate, they lose that objectivity. So when word got out that there are doctors that believe that not only disapprove of your lack of vaccine choice, but they think you're stupid, or they don't even want to treat you, there's a hatred that's starting to be picked up. So no wonder patients are out there going, how do I find a doctor that's not going to secretly hate me? We've never had to deal with a question like that in the medical community because we love everybody. We love all our patients. Yeah, some patients are a pain in the butt. And I tell them, I go, really? You're really being a pain in the butt? come on, you know I can't keep giving you pain medicine. You got to do what I tell you to do. And sometimes I have had to discharge people. You know, you touch my butt, that's not good. But for the most part, we love all our patients. And yeah, we might think some of them did some crazy things, but we keep that to ourselves because of HIPAA. So you're not going to have a, like, you know how that restaurant in Florida said, don't come here if you're a Biden voter, or don't come in if you're not vaccinated. Rather than that, you aren't going to see that in doctor's offices. If a doctor's office says you don't have to wear a mask here, they might get closed down. So you're not going to be able to base on a sign, based on, you know, on something in their office. And sadly, I'm noticing a lot of people are going to telemedicine. In fact, I see a lot of people who are unvaccinated on telemedicine. This really really nice lady, African-American woman. This was one of my Mississippi patients. And really, really sweet. But she was having some serious medical issues. I'm like, have you talked to your doctor? Have you talked to your doctor? She's like, I don't think my doctor wants to see me. I go, have you been vaccinated for COVID? No, I haven't. And I'm like, well, you have something severe. You got to go and get seen. I mean, sadly, I think a lot of people are afraid to go to the doctor because they think their doctor is going to think like that. And maybe what doctors need to do is so they don't get lumped in with some of the other doctors that look like they're judgy. Maybe they put up a sign saying, look, you know, we prefer everybody to get their vaccination, but we aren't going to refuse treatment to anybody here. And that might be, you know, a sign that they aren't judgy. I don't know if anybody's doing that. Right now, people don't even want to get into that whole discussion because, you know, again, doctors don't really like to show their politics that much. They don't, you know, if it looks like they're at all, look at what happened to that guy that disagreed with the masks, saying this is like a chain link fence trying to hold back, you know, a flea. It, you know, he basically got suspended because they weren't using masks in his office. So most doctors' offices fear getting suspended. So they're going to do everything by, you know, the CDC rules, et cetera. But I never thought we would be in a situation where doctors are judging people, and people now sense that. Because you want to go to a doctor and fully disclose things. I mean, for years now, I'm starting to see people not bring up that, you know, they have a gun in the house, you know, but that they keep it a safe, or that they, you know, cheated on their wife, or that they have an STD. Because once things got on a computer, they thought they weren't going to have privacy. Once we lose people being able to talk to doctors honestly, then we can't perform good medicine. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we spent a lot of time talking about cholesterol because it's National Cholesterol Month. But it's also a good time to kind of talk about some of the spiciness. Remember how barbecue we spent a little bit talking about how sugary it could be, salty it could be. Barbecue, probably not the healthiest. Well, I'm not the only one that feels that way. And Dr. Ken Redcross is back on our show today to kind of talk to us about barbecues and how to kind of, you know, stave off some of the health issues with that. Dr. Redcross, thank you so much for joining us again.
Hello there, Dr. Dahlia. Hello, everyone out there. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So, yeah, so, you know, you luckily you're an internist and you've worked with, you know, so many people with, you know, heartburn and conditions. You know, yeah. How do you feel about one of America's most favorite styles of food?
Well, look, that's the hard part. Look, you've already hit the nail on the head. Look, I love a little barbecue here and there, but to your point, it's probably not the healthiest. But with that, And the reason why I'm mentioning is that we're trying to get back to normal life. We're finishing up our summer, and 15 million of us each and every day have heartburn. And one of the things is I'm not big on medications if we don't need them, Dr. Dahlia. So I just like to talk about a few things that we can kind of do to adjust our life or how we're eating each and every day to make a big difference. That's all.
And I'm glad you're doing that, because the big issue that I've had with patients that I think you have had as well is, while it's National Cholesterol Month and we're talking about heart disease,
yeah,
many people think this doesn't relate to me because that's, I don't get chest pain, I get heartburn.
Right.
And there's
right,
a difference that, you know, and sadly it could, it, you know, you could be having a heart attack and you think it's just heartburn.
Yeah, yeah. And look, guys, from the way our bodies develop, that's the challenge, especially as we get a little bit older in our years. What can feel like gastrointestinal pain can in fact be cardiac. And so that's why it's important to have that good relationship with your doctor, but also recognize some things that you can do if you do get some of those symptoms that are a little more on the gastrointestinal side. It's important to be able to kind of parse the two, and especially as we get a little bit older during this time of year.
So true, so true. Now, Dr. Ken and I, we've never gone to, like, any of these medical galas or whatever, but if he saw me in my regular clothes and if he saw me at a gala, he'd notice that I was wearing some Spanx. Now, I can't wear Spanx because Spanx gives me heartburn, and I think a lot of people don't realize that. Talk to us about our clothing.
Yeah, so look, guys, so when you're thinking about something, as nice as Spanx are for some, you're right. Look, there is a mechanical disruption that actually takes place there, which can actually exacerbate your reflux. And it's kind of crazy to think about it, but it's true. And also, Dr. Day, I don't know how many friends I'm going to make with this next comment, but we need to watch our coffee. As much as we love our coffee here in the United States, look, coffee and cocktails, some other things that are commonly that we enjoy during barbecues, can also cause relaxation of the sphincter, everyone. That's a little bit, it's a little tissue from the esophagus to the stomach, which can also increase reflux. So some of these simple things that we do each and every day, we have no idea how much they're really contributing to the problem. But there's so many differences now, because Dr. Dahlia, there's some things that used to be over the counter that we can't really use anymore. When you talk about reflex, whether it was Zantac, you guys could have remembered those, but they've been kind of pulled. And so that's why, at least in my practice, I'm a Western-trained physician, but I talk a lot about other remedies that are closer to the earth, like Acidil. It's a homeopathic remedy which helps with some occasional heartburn and upset stomach and bloating. Once again, I'm just trying to stay closer to the earth instead of things that require a prescription pad. So you're right. As much as banks are wonderful and great for some, these are things we need to think about each and every day as we try to help with these reflux symptoms that 15 million of us are getting each and every day.
So true. You know, and we advise people, you know, the simple things, you know, avoid spicy food, avoid alcohol. But one piece of advice I had been given is I drink a lot of water and I make sure I really, really hydrate.
Yep.
But my GI doctor said to hold off the water about an hour or two before going to bed because he said the water was, this is my GI doctor, the water might have been contributing to my reflux. So I wonder if it's the, again, it's the sphincter loosening, it's the,
well,
you know, having
it,
a full.
It is. Very, very good point. You're absolutely right. What's happening there, everyone, is that gets back to the other way that we can actually relieve some of the acid, and that's actually the keeping your head at about a 30-degree angle. The reason why your gastroenterologist mentions that is that's a volume. That's an overflow issue. That's kind of a pump issue. So when you're lying flat, especially after taking too much in PO or by mouth, as we say, then, yeah, you can also increase your risk for having reflux. And that's something that is very, very disconcerting to some. And once again, we're trying to get back to normal life and really work on enjoying this barbecue and get back to where we all want to be back to.
So when I tell patients to elevate their bed and put some books, I know the majority of them don't do it. But you see these fancy, expensive beds on TV where you can elevate your side like a hospital bed. What do you think about those beds?
Look, guys, I'm going to save you listeners a lot of money. Keep your money in your pocket and just prop yourself up with a couple of good full pillows. That's more than enough to get you that 30-degree angle that you need to make sure that you're making a difference with your sleep each and every night, and you're not getting reflux based on that. And look, another thing is, don't blow off reflux like it's just no big deal. That acid reflux can cause a problem in the esophagus over time. And so, once again, we're coming off of the medication, so let's dial back on prescriptions and consider other things. I already mentioned, you know, Acidil, and now we're talking about some things that we can do. And another thing is to try to avoid stress. I know that's difficult in this day and age, but it's something else that we need to really keep in our mind. And also for our children, Dr. Dahlia, I have 15-year-old twins, and they have stress as well. And the reason why I mentioned Acidil before is that they can take it, you know, 12 years and older. It's easy. It doesn't require water. It's a melt-away tablet. It doesn't make them drowsy. For me as a practicing internist, ease is the key for a lot of my patients who have chronic illnesses and don't want to be on any more medications as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love homeopathic medications. You know, my issues with the Tums and the Rolaids is many of the chalkiness can mess with the coronary arteries. It can mess with the kidneys.
Yep.
And then the PPIs, you know, we're not supposed to be on Protonix, Nexium, Prevacid long term. And, you know.
Right, right.
There's side effects and risks to being on those pharmaceuticals long term.
It really is. And the problem with that, everyone, is that the medical community for years, Dr. Dahlia, you get on a PPI, and we're talking about a omeprazole or some of those, everyone you may have heard of. But you're right. You're not supposed to be on them forever. But what happens is that you're on it willy-nilly, and next thing you know, it's your 5-year, you're getting a checkup, and you're on it for 5 to 6 years. And that's not what it was intended for at that time. So that's why it's nice to talk about these alternative ways that we can make a difference with our overall health without the prescription pad.
Absolutely. So it's Acidil, and it's plant. Is there a plant that's Acidil? I'm a little unfamiliar with how it's made.
Oh, so what it is. So look, with homeopathy, it's so interesting, everyone, because as I mentioned, I'm Western trained. With homeopathy, it's usually a blend of different, and these are plant-based active ingredients that are in there. And so that's the difference. It's like 3 or 4 different components which blend together. For instance, there's a component that helps to relieve some of the stomach discomfort you get with bloating. There's a component there that helps when there's been excessive eating, which I've been known to do from time to time, even though I've decreased that. So it's kind of a blend of different plant-based actives. And so, you know, once again, it's exciting to be able to offer something else besides what I knew in Western medicine and more, and to get patients feeling better, for patients to give you this sort of feedback. That just, it makes me so happy to be able to add something else kind of in my toolkit.
Absolutely. Dr. Red Cross, how can more people find out more information about you and what you do?
Oh, sure. So my name, once again, is Dr. Ken Red Cross. So it can either be at my website, drkenredcross.com, or Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. All is Dr. Ken Red Cross. And please reach out. I love meeting new people and answering questions as well.
Absolutely. And one day we should probably have you back to talk about your concierge practice as concierge medicine and the way the face of medicine is changing. It'll be really interesting to talk to you about that one day. So, Dr. Red Cross.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it, and can't wait to talk to you again.
Me too. Take care, everyone, and have a beautiful weekend.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I got to tell you, I told you guys about how Ipecac, Trader Joe's homeopathic Ipecac, is what stopped my nausea when I was pregnant. I'm a huge fan of homeopathy. I think that stuff is amazing, and I think it's definitely an adjunct to Western medicine. So very, very cool stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is slamming the new abortion law in Texas. Speaking at the White House, Biden explains the law appears to create a, quote, vigilante system, close quote, offering rewards for reporting possible abortions, and said it seems almost un-American. As far as what the administration can do, Biden says,
I was told that there are possibilities within the existing law to have the Justice Department look and see whether are there things that can be done that can limit the independent action of individuals in enforcing a federal system, a state law.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is admitting the work to recover jobs lost during the pandemic isn't done. This comes after the economy added only 235,000 jobs in August, which fell way short of expectations. USA Radio News. Ski resorts around Lake Tahoe are using their snowblowers against the Caldor fire burning in Northern California. This as evacuations continue.
California's Caldor fire is nearing the Nevada border and Lake Tahoe and has now burned more than 210,000 acres. The fire, which started on August 14th, has destroyed about 800 structures. About 22,000 residents were ordered to evacuate South Lake Tahoe on Monday, and authorities are issuing more evacuations ahead of the fire. According to CAL FIRE, the blaze is about 25% contained. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Apple says it plans to delay and make improvements to new iPhone software that aims to identify and report collections of sexually exploitive images of children, a move that comes amid backlash from critics concerned about the erosion of privacy with their devices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So NPR is reporting that the feds are asking the White House to slow their roll on the booster announcements because they're not ready. They wanted to approve it. I don't know if you heard, I think a couple people resigned. They were so ticked off that the COVID boosters were politicized or announced during the Afghan chaos, and they weren't ready. That's something we said. I didn't want to be critical of any administration, but that's something we talked about. I'm like, why are they bringing this up? The White House is bringing this up 31 days before they're even available, and we haven't heard from the CDC or FDA. Well, it turns out Dr. Marion Gruber and her deputy, Dr. Philip Krause, are leaving this fall. They had the Office of Vaccine Research and Review at the FDA, and apparently they were frustrated at the White House announcement of booster shots that kind of came out, quote-unquote, premature. And I get it. The White House was trying to stave off some real bad press with what was going on with Afghanistan, but I had said that too. You never want to use COVID as a political weapon. You don't want to do that because then people are going to be even more hesitant and more distrustful. So NPR is reporting that the leaders of the Food and Drug Administration and CDC are telling White House advisors there is not enough data right now to make a blanket recommendation on boosters, and that it may be prudent to start boosters with older adults first, pending FDA authorization. Now, this is according to a source who has knowledge of the situation but is not authorized to speak publicly. This was first reported by the New York Times, and now this is from NPR. So in mid-August, as you remember, the Biden administration said they're going to offer boosters, but not in August, till September 20th, pending FDA and CDC approval. Well, the headlines really didn't include that. It was all right, guys, you can get a booster starting. It was actually worded, you know, guys, you'll be able to get boosters after your eight-month pause from your previous shot. And so people want to start getting vaccinated. People want their kids to start getting vaccinated. Everybody's scared about the Delta. And so people didn't want to wait the 32 days. I know it was announced in August, but telling somebody they could get something in 32 days when the Delta variant was putting people in the hospital started to make a little bit of a mess. Then Fauci and other regulators said, guys, don't get your booster too soon. So I am sure that the CDC was like, what the heck was the White House doing? Why are they giving us this mess? Because remember, the CDC and FDA, you know, they can have whatever allegiances they have to whatever administration, but they have to, in the long run, have our trust. If the public thinks they're a puppet of Biden or Trump or Obama, Bush, whatever, then when they say it's FDA approved, people are going to be like, yeah, whatever. So the CDC and FDA, if they at all later come to find out that they made a mistake with the booster, or maybe there were side effects, maybe the third shot came with more side effects, whatever, then that's on them. And so when you have the White House making these decisions and they really aren't 100% behind it, I could see why people got mad. So I'm not surprised. Some people said, I'm out of here. I don't want to be a part of this. Now, some of you are like, well, what's the big deal? It's a booster. It's the same shot. What's the big deal? What they need to kind of be a little careful of is when we saw some increased side effects after the second shot with the mRNA, they need to make sure that there's not another chance of possible, let's say, myocarditis, Guillain-Barré, inflammation. You know, when you get stung by a bee, it's not the first sting that hurts you and causes your anaphylaxis. It's usually the subsequent ones because you've had antibodies. So when you're a virgin or naive, they call it, you're not really going to be at risk for full-blown anaphylaxis. But once you've had something in your system, you could. So they are, if they're going to give any approval or emergency approval, it has to be because they have data. Well, booster shots aren't necessarily a whole new drug, so they don't have to go through the whole process. But before the CDC and FDA makes recommendations, they need data. So Forbes, hold on a second. All right, here we go. Pfizer, according to Forbes, Pfizer will be ready for a September 17th meeting of the FDA's Vaccine Review Committee. They are expected to receive approval for at least some groups to receive the boosters shortly afterward. Moderna's submission, according to Forbes, to the FDA, didn't include strong enough data, putting the company a couple weeks behind Pfizer's anticipated approval. Johnson & Johnson has submitted no data to date. So I guess the report came from New York Times originally. They said the agencies might not know for weeks whether the Pfizer or Moderna booster doses will be ready for everyone who took the vaccine 8 months ago or earlier. So on Thursday, FDA Acting Commissioner Janet Woodcock and CDC Director Michelle Walensky told Jeffrey Zients, President Joe Biden's coronavirus response coordinator, that there is not enough data to support Biden's plan announced mid-August. An administration spokesperson from Forbes said this is all part of a process that is now underway. So obviously, you know, there was a little bit of a jumping the gun, and I get the Biden administration is going to be dealing with a huge mess in upcoming midterm elections as a result of the Afghanistan pullout and Americans left behind and all that. So I get that they were grabbing for a lifeboat, but don't touch COVID. I've told you guys that. Do not keep COVID out of any political cluster, because otherwise people aren't going to trust anything anybody says. So the White House is saying you could get boosters. In fact, I've had family members that got boosters. Because the CDC had suggested, if you are immunocompromised, if you're older, based on what's going on with Delta, based on what's going on with people in the hospital, based on what we're seeing in Israel, I'm comfortable with those who are immunocompromised or older, if they want, and they didn't have any reaction, and their doctor says it's okay, I'm comfortable with them getting the third shot of the data I know. But to blindly say, everybody go get a third shot, when we still have people that haven't got their first shot, when we have countries that are underserved, that don't have shots, when we have school districts and hospitals and restaurants and people basically lynching those, figuratively, not getting a vaccine, I think maybe everybody just needs to take a deep breath and figure out what it is they're actually doing. If you guys don't want your shot, why can't that shot be donated to some of these other countries that are battling COVID waves that don't have vaccine? I don't understand why that's a bad thing. You wanting to donate your shot to somebody else? No, America first. We got to keep the vaccine at bay. Well, vaccinated individuals, as we're seeing in Israel, are getting sick. And we are seeing vaccinated people carry the virus. I believe that the vaccine protects you. I believe that you do have... You do run less risk of being hospitalized and dying of COVID, but is it worth violating all these people's rights and telling them that they can't work and support their family? And, you know, that's another interesting thing. We're supposedly stopping the unemployment benefits, but what happens if somebody loses their job because they don't vaccinate? Will they still get unemployment benefits, or will they have to starve? What sort of decisions are being made? The problem we have here is these decisions are being made haphazardly. The COVID is being politicized. It's being weaponized. As a doctor, I'm just trying to keep the calm. We're trying to keep the boat afloat. We don't need politicians screwing these things up. Now, do I think the FDA and CDC will eventually okay a booster? I do. Do I think they need to rush it? You kind of can't rush it because we need to see long-term studies. I mean, you know, like what we did with the original vaccine. We studied it, but then we're learning as we go. Oh, looks like it's not enough immunity. Looks like you need a third shot. In fact, Dr. Fauci is saying three shots are going to be the norm. Remember he said two shots were going to be the norm? Now three shots. So this is what's going on. But I'm not surprised the White House got a talking to on this one. 1-877, Dr. Fauci, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Apple has indefinitely delayed that rollout of that controversial child safety feature that, remember, got a whole lot of backlash. On August 5th, last month, they had suggested they were going to scan iPhones for child abuse images and report flagged owners to the police. Now, some of you might think, oh, that's a nice thing to do. Good, because of the child abuse, that's great. At least somebody's looking for them and the kids are going to be helped. Others are thinking, wait a second, I take bubble bath pictures with my kids, and these kids are playing on a jungle gym, and if the algorithm is wrong, I got the police coming to me. So it probably got more backlash than expected because people didn't look at it as, oh, we need Google to help us and help us fight the child abuse and child porn and child assault rings that are out there. They're just going to start looking at our stuff. So it had planned to use the rollout for, I believe, most of the iPhones, iPads, Mac, with software updates later this year. Now, Apple said on Friday it's going to take more time to collect feedback and improve the proposed features. The criticism of the system on the privacy and other grounds inside and outside the company was probably a lot more than they expected. Child protection agencies have expressed a disappointment regarding Apple's decision, with one criticizing the assumption that child safety is the Trojan horse for privacy erosion. As of Friday, Apple's original statement announcing the plans on its website from last month now has a short but important amendment on the top. And it says, previously we announced plans for features intended to protect children from predators who use communication tools to recruit and exploit them and to help limit the spread of child sexual abuse material. Based on feedback from customers, advocacy groups, researchers, and others, we have decided to take additional time over the coming months to collect input and make improvements before releasing these critically important child safety features. They say Apple plans, according to Daily Mail, to automatically scan iPhones and cloud storage for child abuse images and reportedly flag owners to the police after a company employee has looked at their photos. So I see why some people are probably getting a little nervous about that. Now, we were told last month, don't worry, baby tushy pictures are going to be okay, because everybody likes to take a picture of the little baby and the little tushy sticking out. I don't even know if I have any pictures of my kids like that. You know, when you're a mom, you always do that, you know, because they're sitting there and they're all happy and they're... Yeah, but why do we do tushy pictures? Our baby, little baby with the naked tushy sticking up, you know, where they're on their tummy and they're looking up, and why do we do those pictures? And I think the reason why is... You know, we could dress them up in lamb clothes, and we could dress them up in, but, you know, they're humans. They're human babies. You don't have your little kitten dressed. You don't have your little doggy dressed. You know, you're a baby. And that's what the baby is. The baby's cute. And it's a little baby. The babies don't care about being naked. The babies don't care that they're on the ground, the little tushy's sticking out, you know, and we have to clean their tushy all the time. And the reason why babies don't care is because we have to change their diaper. And, you know, when you have a new baby, everyone's like, oh, let me help change your diaper. And then all of a sudden, you know, the kid does a big one, they're like, oh, you do it. Everybody's all excited. And that blew my mind. When I would have to change my baby's diaper, how many women would want to run and be there during, well, I don't know why everybody's all fascinated with little baby tushies, but they are. And we clean the tushy, and then everybody gives advice, going, oh, no, you missed a spot. Oh, put a little powder on there. Don't do powder. And I'm getting 70 different opinions on what to do with my kid's tushy, and I'm like, let me just put a diaper on it, and can we talk about something else? But apparently just mommies and grandmommies, and, you know, they're just all, I don't know. And, you know, I caught myself doing that same thing. My brother had a niece, and I'm like, you know, and he's like, oh, I think the baby's fine. I'm like, well, I'll do it, you know, because I'm like, oh, let me help, and I can change a diaper. And you know what I think it is? I think I know what it is. There is a bond that I guess mommies and family members have when they do the diaper changing. Now, I don't think men understand this, and I don't think men bond the same way. They're like, okay, no, we'll have a beer later, you know, when you're 12. But no, I don't need to do the diaper thing. But I think it's because women like to go, I change your diapers. There's a kid, I mean, he's now like almost 30, and I remember I changed his diaper years ago, and I changed the diaper. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that they changed the diaper. But anyway, it's just one of those. So I don't know if I took pictures of my kids. I don't know where they are. You know, if I don't post it on Facebook, they're not there. But you know, another reason why, you know, the baby pictures are like that too is, remember, you know, people don't want to be accused of gender, you know, locking a person into one gender or not. So if a baby's naked and not in a pink or a blue onesie, nobody's going to give them crap. So I'm expected to see a lot more naked baby pictures online. I would say not to do it. Because look at how that one is suing Nirvana for the cover, you know, because he didn't like being on the cover. But, you know, anyway. So they say Apple plans to automatically scan iPhones and cloud storage for child abuse images, report the flagged owners to the police. The iPhone maker said last month that the detection tools have been designed to protect user privacy and wouldn't allow the tech giant to see or scan a user's photo album. And you're wondering, well, how? Well, they say instead the system will look for matches securely on the device based on a database of hashes, a type of digital fingerprint of known CSAM images provided by child safety organizations, as well as looking for photos on the phone, cloud storage, messages. Apple's personal assistant Siri will be taught to intervene when users try to search topics related to sexual child abuse. So the new tools were supposed to be introduced later this year, but I think they're going to slow down. So, you know, I watch this one show called Below Deck because I like seeing, you know, the Mediterranean, and I like seeing the water. My husband likes boats. I really don't like the whole, you know, drama of who's sleeping with who and whatever. But Captain Lee apparently had lost a child. And Captain Lee, in one of the episodes, the producer shows a picture of Captain Lee and his kid. And apparently the kid was, I think, 3-4 years old. And so I don't know if they were both going into the bath or whatever, but you see Captain Lee and his kid, both tushies. You know, the mom took a picture of, you know, them walking downstairs, both tushies. Really, really cute picture. I don't understand. We women are just all about the tushy. I don't get it. And so my concern is when you are worried about child abuse and sex assault and all that, how is a, you know, tushy family photo not going to trigger that? And somebody could say, okay, well, then you know what? Just avoid buttocks. Well, kids and, you know, girls running around the pool. Sometimes, you know, my parents were really, really big on making sure you weren't nude. So, I mean, I always had to wear a shirt, even if I didn't have boobies. But you have a lot of kids that aren't gender conforming. And they're like, look, my brother doesn't have a shirt. Do I have to wear a shirt? And the mom's like, you know what? Fine. I don't want, you know, anybody attacking me for, you know, gender committing you. So there's, you know, there's kids in the bathtub. They're without a shirt and they're flat chested and they're, so my concern is because a lot of child porn sadly does also include younger children. All these baby, you know, these bubble bath pictures, baby pictures, young kid pictures. How are they not going to flag and then prompt the police? So I get that these big tech want to do their part. Everybody wants to do their part. And it's admirable. I get it. We have a big problem with sexual trafficking, kid trafficking. You know, we do. But, you know, to go into, you know, when people signed up for Google or signed up for Apple, they didn't sign up for somebody looking at their tushy pictures. Now, mind you, if you're posting them, they're obviously out there for certain people to see. But what people put up to their iCloud is just for them. And it sounds like an employee is going to be checking it out. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.